gold been purified seven times. Amen. It goes through the fire seven times and come out gold. Amen. So the word of God been tried already. The word of God been tried already. Amen. We're saying today, don't give up. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over. Amen. So don't throw in, is a song that Amen. Marvin Sapp had sang. Amen. This is not the time for giving up. And it's not the time to throw in the towel. Amen. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But it's a part of life that we all go through. Amen. It's not the time. Amen. God is a time, Ecclesiastes says, a time for everything. So don't feel that, amen, you should be going through this, you shouldn't be going through that. Amen. Whatever the enemy try to tell you, oh, you better than that. Amen. They need to help you on this part. They not recognizing you. No, there's a time. Amen. There's a time, amen, when the Lord told Joseph, amen, got the dreams, and he told Pharaoh it would be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of drought. And I thought about that a couple of years back. The United States, we were just prospering. Amen. Even though if you think now, sit back and meditate, even though think about last year, you were really blossoming. If you think about how things were really just bubbling, amen, then all of a sudden, boom. And who think they would be ready on the other people's decisions? See, sometimes it's not you all the time. Don't let the devil tell you that it should be you. You should not be doing this. That's why Jesus said these are the times of sorrows. Amen. It wasn't you. It was somebody else made a bad decision, and now you're suffering. Get that right. So don't let the devil tell you, well, you should be doing that. No, because if you let him ride you with all those kind of comments, amen, that's what the Bible says, the shield of faith, amen, put on the whole armor. You let him drive you with all these kind of comments, amen, you're going to find yourself with a mental illness. Don't let the devil ride you. Oh, it was your fault. Oh, they should have recognized you. I don't know why they don't recognize you. Don't let them ride with you all the time on that situation. Amen. Let's get him out of your mind. Say, listen, I don't have time for this. So that's what James Peter said when, amen, the enemy desire. He desire now. He can't motivate you. He can't make it, but he desire to sift you. What is desire? Desire is that if you don't find out, he will. He will have you to hurt yourself. Amen. But once you find out, he'll flee because he doesn't want to be seen. He doesn't want to be known. In the Garden of Eden, is serpent. Amen. If Lucifer, the serpent, the son of the morning, amen, Satan, if he just walked up to Adam and Eve, amen, as a cherubim, you know, he was beautiful and everything walked up to him, they would have kind of spotted him in a spiritual manner because he know he wasn't natural. But he covered himself. Amen. He utilized the serpent. That's why women don't like snakes. You know, the serpent is always used as a sign of satanic theology. Amen. So he covered himself. He hid himself. Amen. So don't let the enemy come to you. Amen. In biblical terms that torment your mind. Always want to on your mind about negativity. Amen. The book of Matthew is the 6th chapter. Amen. And we want to work with you on a while. Amen. Saying that, amen, don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. Amen. We want to go from there. We're going to go to Joshua 1. Then we're going to go to 1 Kings 2. 1 Kings, the 2nd chapter as well. But look at Matthew's, the 6th chapter. And very familiar. Jesus talking to the disciples. Amen. On the Mount of Olives, all olive trees, and Garden of Gethsemane down at the bottom, and Bethesda on the right-hand side, and nice cool wind going. They're looking down the hill. Amen. And begin to talk to them. because they began to ask Jesus about certain things about heaven and earth. And you notice, Jesus, you got to be taught first. You got to be taught first, because the hardest thing, to be self-taught, and that's the hardest battle. Amen. When you learn something, but you learn it wrong. You can learn something, but it can be wrong. People learn how to steal, kill, shoot. Amen. There's a lot of people out there swindling people, but it's wrong. According to God's word, it's wrong. Amen. So now you got to relearn yourself. Relearn yourself. That's the difference between the world entertainment and the church. Amen. People think they can take the world and mold it into their own system. Amen. Be a part of, I got the world, so I can come in and do the church the same way. You can't. It's a whole different world. A whole different system. Amen. Because we are spiritual. Amen. You're in a spiritual family. You've been born again. Those that have been born, you've been born. Amen. Go to the hospital. Those children have been born into the natural world. We've been born into the spiritual world. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, listen, Nicodemus, I can tell you about the winter. You can stand outside and look how dark it is and smell the rain coming. Amen. But when I begin to tell you about spiritual things, amen, the Spirit of God, you can feel the Spirit in church. Sometimes you can feel how the Spirit just lifts up things. And if you be mindful, spiritual mindful, the song will catch on over here. Everybody get lifted over here. Amen. Sometimes it be dull over there. Amen. They don't know what people's mind is, but that's another thing. But anyway, amen. But Jesus said, Nicodemus, don't worry about that. You got to be born again. And once you be born again, you can see there's a difference. There's a different family. You're either with God family or with Adam family, the old Adam. Amen. The old Adam is dead. Amen. You was born in the old Adam. But now the second Adam, Corinthians 15 chapter, second Adam, amen, is Jesus. So it's only two families. You can't, don't try to hold on to that old family, amen, because you're going to have problems. You're going to have mental letdowns. Amen. Then you don't know where they come from. Amen. But if you have a letdown spiritually, Jesus, the Holy Ghost said, well, you know, that's the devil did that. You're not fighting against natural things. Amen. In the spiritual world. Amen. You are fighting against natural things, but it comes from the devil. Amen. The enemy desire to sift you. The enemy, amen, he comes to destroy you. Amen. So you know where the enemy is. You know where things are coming from once you're born again. Amen. So when it comes down to being positive, amen, you go to the Word of God in Matthew 6, amen, in 25, and you find Jesus saying that here, amen, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall, your body. Yet for your body, what you shall put on, is life more than meat, and the body than raiments? Amen. We can see that today. Things that are happening, the people losing their houses, their home, their job, and they come to the realization, I thank God for my life. Amen. We can get another house. We can get another boat. We can get another job. Amen. But the fires, look at the fires all out in the fires are way out. Amen. Look at the storms that come through. Amen. But you can realize that life is more than precious than these natural things. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not much better than they? Amen. What you're saying there? Because Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. Everyone seeketh findeth. Amen. So if you ever seen a bird and a sparrow, they're always flying. Amen. I got them around my house. They come, like, choo, 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 choo. Next thing you know, four or five of them show up out there. They got their signal some kind of way. Amen. They you know, they all over there. Amen. They don't plant. Amen. They don't put no seeds in the ground, but they be led by some communications or whatever. They know where their food is. They know where to go is. Amen. That's why the Lord says, Matthew 7, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. Same thing applies in life. Amen. So this is biblical scripture with the animals and with you. Amen. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. Amen. So everyone seeketh, findeth. Everyone knocketh, the door be opened. Amen. So the animals are governed by God's word. The animals are governed, amen, by the word of God as well. The Lord letting you know why these birds act the way they act. Amen. Why the ants work together. Ants are smart people, Proverbs says. Ants are very smart people. Amen. They have no ruler. Amen. No governor. But what they do, they work together. And everybody carry their part. Amen. You don't see one ant trying to carry a board. They got 100 or 1,000 pieces of ants carrying a board all up in the way. Amen. So don't try to carry your problem by yourself. Amen. Jesus said, cast your cares upon him. Cast your cares upon Jesus. Amen. Since he's with us, he's going to be with us. Amen. He cared for us, so throw your cares on him. Amen. For he cared for you. Amen. So, amen. 27 verse says, for which of you to take thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Amen. If you get a flower seed, amen, they tow it down and they burn it down. If you plant another seed, it comes up the same identical way. Amen. A lily, a rose, a red rose, if you get a rose seed and plant it, it'll come up a red rose seed. Every time, everywhere you plant it, it'll still come up red. Amen. Amen. Therefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today, is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, so he that much more clothes you, O ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or wherewith shall you be clothed. Don't worry. He's saying, don't worry about it. It's going to be there. Amen. Child of God, a child of a woman of God and children, amen. The food going to be there. Amen. You just have to choose which one you want. Amen. You have to decide, amen, what kind of food you want to eat. The food going to be there. You might not want it, amen, but you might not like that. Amen. You might not like shrimp, but shrimp will be there. Amen. You might not like chicken all the time, but chicken going to be there. Amen. You might not like pork chop or whatever all the time, but it's going to be there. Amen. So you don't take thought about it. It's going to be there. The choices now, you might say, well, I don't want this and want that. But thank God it's going to be there. Amen. For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father know that you have need of these. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Let's go to 1 Kings, 2nd chapter. Amen. Don't give up. It's not the time, amen, to throw in the towel. Amen. This is what building your faith. These times showing what faith is about. Amen. It's trust. Amen. Because everybody has given up and say, well, I'm tired of this time. I'm going to do what I want to do. No, no. This is not what God's saying. God's people always been going through the new normal, they calling it. Amen. We've always been going through social distancing. We've always been going through the new adjustment. Amen. Because we've been following Jesus' instructions. Amen. Obedience is part of his instructions. Amen. But there's some things that we have to do. Amen. We're not robots. Adam and Eve wasn't robots in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And God and Jesus didn't make us robots. After we've been born again in his family, we are not robots. Amen. But this is what the part that the, amen, why we follow his instructions and why we do what he asks us to do. Amen. First Kings, the second chapter, and the first three verses. Now David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the world to all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, his judgment, and his testimonies, as it was written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself. Go to Joshua, very familiar. Amen. Many of you know, amen, here's David. David had handed down to his son, amen, what the Lord already told Joshua after Moses. Amen. Joshua, the first chapter. Bible says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over to this Jordan, you and all this place, this people, to the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said to Moses. Amen. Let's go down to the fifth verse. And there shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and be of good courage. And to this people you shall divide for the inheritance of the land, and I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from the right to the left, from the right hand to the left, that you may prosper whatsoever you go. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in them day and night, that you may observe and do all according to all that is written therein. And then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. If I have commanded you, be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. If I can add a portion of that, not to the scripture, but to clarify a little bit, man up. You're a child of God. Man up, you're a child of God. You don't have to go along with the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Hivites, amen, the Gentiles and the Jebusites, whatever, amen. You're a child of the king. Act like the child of the king. Don't let them talk you down. Don't let them build you up. James said, the enemy come, if he can't tear you down, he build you up, that you destroy yourself. Amen. Like David told Solomon, be a man. Be a man. Keep the commandments. Amen. Well, you say, why you say that now? Because there are many things that are coming on the land. People know, amen, we have gone through things, and this is testing time of your faith. Amen. Those that have not been taught the word of God Amen. Those that never have been not going through trials and tribulation, amen, might not know all the theology of God, amen, but you should know enough, amen. Say, I know God is with me. I know Jesus take care of me. And Jesus said, I'll be with you, amen. So man up and hold on to that. Amen. That Paul, Joshua told Joshua, be a man. And Solomon told his son, man up. Amen. Amen. That means be strong. Amen. That means you have to be strong. Amen. You have to stand for what you know is right and by the word of God. Amen. Things coming and going, things and situations are happening. Amen. Yes, there's negativity out there. Yes, we have weak brothers and sisters. Yes, we got Judas in the body of Christ. Amen. We have some doubting Thomases. Amen. But stand still. Amen. Watch God. Amen. Amen. Stand still sometime and amen. And let God handle it. Amen. Give him room. Sometimes you step in God's way. Amen. He's trying to do something. Amen. If the old man would have went after his son was wrong. He walked away. Many people have walked away. Amen. Potiphar's son, they have walked away. Amen. From God, bless it. Amen. Because of people and situations, they thought it'd get better, but look at them now. Amen. Not only, not material thing, but spiritually, they're bankrupt. Amen. Because they cashed everything in to follow after deception. Amen. The prodigal son walked away. Amen. Because he knew he had an inheritance. God telling you, you got inheritance. You're a child of God. I love you before you love yourself. Amen. You're unconditionally being loved. Amen. So don't let nobody tell you, they not pat me on the back. I should get this restored. I get that. Who are you? Amen. Who are you? You better than Gabriel? Are you better than Joshua? Are you better than Moses? What have you done? What have you sacrificed that you done that you need to be patted on the back? Whatever, who you think you can control? If Jesus got rid of Adam and Eve and pushed them out the garden, what about us? If we don't obey his word, amen, we're going to lose out. The prodigal son walked away from all the inheritance. His father said, you got this. All of this, I'm going to live the land and the houses and everything. You already got your inheritance. But here come the world. You need better than this. Jesus said that, amen. And Solomon said, whatever you find yourself into, amen. These things are pushing us into other areas, environments in our life that we never expected to walk into. Maybe it's some jobs we have to retrain, amen, and get into. Maybe we might have to get into another new neighborhood. I don't know. But amen. But he said, whatever you find yourself into, amen, I'm with you. Amen. Whatever life push you into, I'm with you. Amen. But you stay with me. Amen. Whatever umbrella you got, once you put it up, it's going to stop the rain. But if you don't put it up, like everybody say, I'm not going to put on a mask. I don't need this. Well, let them do that. Let them do that. Don't worry about it. I got a neighbor every day. He try to test me. Amen. Oh, I don't need this on because of that. But this, that, and the other. And he's supposed to be so much involving holistic medicine and all of this. And I said, now, you know, this is a part of holistic. This is natural way to take care of yourself. If you don't want this mask on, I don't think you know what you know you're talking about. It might offend him a little bit, amen, but sometimes you might have to tell the people the truth. On your job, your home, your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your sister, that's man up. Say, no, listen, you're in the wrong way. You might say, well, I'm going to lose my friend, my cousin, my brother. Amen. But anyway, you're going to save them. Amen. 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 Telling the truth. Amen. Amen. And help them. Amen. You can save their life. Don't you want them to have life like you got? Amen. Amen. So what we got, we have to stay with God. Amen. These are new changes. These are new environments. These are new situations. But that don't change Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you. Amen. He's going to be with you. If you can't feel like he's with you now, amen, when you lay down or whatever happened, are you sure he's going to be with you when you go to heaven? Are you sure you're going to heaven? If you can't trust him in your salvation now, are you sure you're going to heaven? Isn't that right? Because Jesus, we're living by faith. He said, I'm following his word. I'm keeping his word. Amen. I'm doing whatever I'm happening. And I know he's going to get eternal life. That's why you're following him. You're not following him because mother, brother, sister, brother told you about it. Maybe they told you about it. Evidently, but you got into it and said, oh, I thank God for it. Amen. I remember when we went out and did a presentation on the West Coast. Me and my friend, he called me. Amen. The office gave us a referral. We went out to the West Coast. Amen. I didn't know I was going into one of them fanatic churches, I call it now. Amen. Went in. Amen. I said, Lee played the lead guitar. And I said, what you bringing your guitar for? We're going to do a presentation. Amen. So we got in there, drums and praise team and all that. Said, I'm looking at him. He looking at me. He stopped. He went on praying. Here I am. Say, he brought me to one of these churches. Amen. I'm come doing a presentation, but not to one of these churches. Amen. So we got in there. Amen. And, you know, that's God know what I needed. Amen. I put a lot of sailor cussing words on it from the West Coast to Florida. I mean, back. Amen. But, amen, they got up and everybody waved and shake hands and clap their hands. Amen. I enjoyed it on the inside. But naturally, I would never walk into one of those churches. Amen. Amen. Like, you know, what we're at now. Amen. But God knew what I needed. Amen. God knew what I needed. And the next day, I came in the office and I said, well, I appreciate you. I'm sorry. Amen. But the devil on the inside didn't want me to go into no holiness churches. He didn't want me to go into no Bible-believing churches. Amen. Where they go in there, you can just sit down and say hallelujah and walk out and say this, just, you know, walk in stiff and walk out stiff. Amen. Walk in blind and walk out blind. Amen. But everybody was happy where they were. They was clapping their hands. Amen. But I felt such a refreshing in my spirit. Amen. I said, now, this is what I was looking for. Amen. I was looking for all these different, amen, all these different rewards, team person and all of this. Amen. But that wasn't it. Amen. God wanted me to show that there's a pure water. There's a water. Jesus is the living water. And that living water only comes through the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. So he took the brook of the time. Amen. He understood. He said, well, I know I came that way too. Amen. Somebody brought me to one of these fanatical churches. Amen. Amen. But he got saved. Amen. So he manned up. He said, I know what you need. Amen. Sometimes you tell the people you know what you need. Amen. Sometimes you can't tell them, but it's give them a tract. And they might get mad at you. Amen. But you plant the seed. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. You just have to tell them and let them know, because that might be the person that gonna be God can use to help other people. And you might be the only thing they ever see in their life to motivate them to go on to be what God wanted them to be. Amen. Amen. So I thank God. Amen. Don't let your guard down. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. On situations. If anything else happened, let's call Jesus. There's no other name above other name than Jesus. Amen. You might not understand. Amen. Theology and Christology, pneumatology. Amen. Eschatology. You might not understand all of that. Just say Jesus. Amen. That's enough for him. He know where the Holy Spirit can lead you into the areas, amen, of understanding. And you'll find out in all things, everywhere he's there, amen. In the morning he's there. In the noonday he's there, amen. Then after a while you begin to grow, amen. All he wants you to do is just live for him. If you want to be prosperous, amen, in this world, be successful, amen, just stay with God. Keep his commandments. All through the Bible, Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. That's a big statement. Things that are happening today, how many people you know say they're going to be with you? Amen. Amen. Financially, I'm going to be with you. Amen. Amen. Give you a job or help you doing this. Even the small things, they forgot. They don't have time. Oh, I was coming by there, or somebody called me. I fell asleep. Amen. My tire